Do you want to see our Christmas list?
Oh, yeah, Christmas. Well, you know, I don't have much money. What with all that damn dog eats. But, it is Christmas, so, have you been good?
Oh, yes, yes. Very good, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's too bad, because, my present money situation, well, I could probably get some, you know, crummy gifts, or, one of you could get one really nice gift.
You know, the kids really hate you. They don't like you anymore.
You know, the kids
hate you.
It seems like none of you have been very good.
Hooters?
Playboys.
Playboys? Hooters.
Nah, not this year. Maybe next year. If you're good.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me this week is co-host Shane Daffron. Shane,
hello.
What's up, man?
What am I doing here again?
I know. You can get us pretty much every weekend unless I call out for some other reason. Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Also on Comcast 27, Cox 37, Poor Cox 10.
Poor Cox 10.
And the website is www.inpapasbasement.com with archives, again, updated kind of when I get to it, which has been not as frequent because I'm doing the WTOP thing, which is just kicking my nuts into my throat.
In short, you're being lazy.
Yeah, but dude, WTOP, have you ever worked like overnights and then like wee morning hours?
I've never done like the four. Well, I have done like a 4 a.m. to noon kind of shift before. I've never done an 8 p.m. to a 4 a.m. No, but wait, I've done that too.
And mixing them together though.
Well, to not
and
have them in any kind of set schedule.
No. Like 2 days you're going to work 4 a.m. to noon, one day noon to 8, 2 days 8 p.m. to 4 a.m.
See, I could do any one of those shifts on a regular basis.
Exactly.
Just make it a regular schedule.
But make it on the regular.
Yeah.
No, you don't get any of that. And not, I guess my reward for working through not only Christmas, working on Jesus Day.
You worked on Jesus, baby Jesus' birthday.
But I worked through the actual ball drop in New Year's Eve.
No, it sucks too.
And my reward was pretty much 2 weeks off, which is unpaid, of course, because I'm still part-time. Yeah, but not telling me in advance. Because had I known a couple weeks in advance, I'd have gone to San Diego or Vegas, someplace sunny where I know people I can crash with. Something.
That's a shame.
I'd have gotten the F out of town. Instead, I'm like kind of sitting around, probably going to, well, that'll tie into one of my resolutions. We'll get to that subject in a bit. But I was going to say probably enjoy a lot of adult features and, you know, not work much. Hit the gym because God forbid I could muster the energy when, again, you got the effed up schedule.
Yeah, I can understand that too.
Yeah, gaining the weight. Everyone who works at TOP, well, a lot of the males working at TOP.
All a little dumpy.
Little dumpy. And, you know, some of the chicks are not exactly, some are
you
cute.
You fat little whore!
Oh, thank you, Hank Kingsley, for joining us 10 effing seconds late.
You work with fat effing whores?
I don't know about the whore part. Or the effing, but...
But they are fat?
Some people are portly. I mean, they're older women, what can I say?
It happens, the metabolism slows.
A lot. Compared to the dudes, the chicks are in not bad shape. There's more than a few attractive girls at TOP.
I'd imagine there would be. There usually are.
Yeah, I guess they're trying to get into being weather girls or whatever other sexist statement I can make at the... I don't know what the F they want.
I like weather girls.
Yeah, weather girls. Maybe they want to be the new... God, what's her name? Cameron Brown? Carlisle Brown?
Julian Barbary kind of thing?
The broad on CNN, Campbell Brown, yeah.
I have no idea.
She's like 40, but she's still real put together.
Real put together. That's a nice way of putting that.
Real put together, like, ah.
Oh, and a phone call. The first phone call of the day is from...
Damn it. Hold on. Let me turn up the phones and...
Now, generally speaking, a radio DJ is not supposed to curse when people actually call into a show and show
like
that they're
it.
Listening.
Hopefully it won't pull through. I think I hung up on him. Oh, it doesn't seem like it's picking up. I'm heartbroken.
Any idea who it was?
I don't know.
Whoever you were, call back.
Don't. Probably my mom. I don't know. My mom or a TOP employee. Well, either way.
Which would be worse?
Oh, TOP employee. Well, I'm not saying anything too bad. I'm just saying we're kind of out of shape at TOP.
It is what it is. We have one of them, so...
There's a big moat in the middle of the...
Oh, there
it is again. Son of a...
Hold on.
You fat little whore!
I didn't want that one. I don't like people playing on my phone.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
They hung up anyhow. So, I guess I got the hint. I don't like people playing on my phone. Maybe later in the show when we run out of mojo, but God, I've got 5 minutes of loving in me.
5 minutes, huh?
5 minutes of loving. Mm. The title of John Papagiorgio's biography.
I would read that book.
Thank you.
I think I would. But so long as it's ghostwritten by somebody.
Neil Strauss.
Okay.
Just like Marilyn Manson did.
Hey, I would read that book.
Yeah.
And so would all of you out there listening.
Yeah. You know what? If you're my mom, who you probably are, you can call in. Otherwise, don't call in again. It might be the guy who called me right before the show with a question about Mozart.
I thought he'd be a pretty funny phone guest.
No, he was really hell-bent on getting an answer about Mozart.
I'd like to see if I can answer his question. I mean, Mozart was only alive for like 6 or 7 years. I must know something.
What?
Yeah.
How long did you say?
6 or 7 years.
6 or 7?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking
about. Yeah. Yeah, dude. That didn't you see Amadeus? He was alive until F. Murray Abraham killed him.
You think that's how it went down?
No, but it was a good movie. One of my all-time favorites.
One of your all-time favorites?
Amadeus is effing great.
You got a lot of all-time favorites.
I do. Yeah. These are what I do instead of meaningful human relationships and children and a job that pays well and any kind of wise career plan. I watch movies.
As long as you're giving up only that which truly does not matter.
Yeah. Yeah, just my seed, my progeny existing.
Oh, whatever, dude. I got several years on you, and I ain't bitching, so.
You got barely over 2, I think.
I got a couple years on you, youngin.
You just hit 30, right?
Yeah, I just hit 30.
You old bitch.
I know.
You old cranky bitch.
I know.
I'm feeling the pinch. I'm losing my hair more than you and graying more than you.
That's true. Well, I could be going gray. You'd never know because of my...
Well, we're in radio, months, yeah. So. I am 6'2", 185 with a 9-inch cut. It's radio land. Shane, what are you? I'm also black and bald. I'm feeling like being Tyrese today.
I sound like a black bald guy. I really do.
Okay, but elaborate. You could be like rock bald black guy. You know, you can go attractive. It's radio. Radio guys get to lie about being attractive. It's like the one effing perk.
Okay, yeah. I'm incredibly sexy. I'm the most amazing
Turn me on.
You'll ever see. I'm not trying to
You're
turn
not
you
selling
on.
Me.
I'm not trying to sell you.
You're trying to turn on my mom in the audience.
Suppose,
that's what the
well,
goal
that
is.
Well, that is probably
here.
The only female listening to the show anyway.
Give her a thrill. Give her a Christmas present.
Your mother knows what I look like.
So maybe you hit the gym hardcore since?
Maybe. Why don't we talk about something other than my body?
Your proportions?
My proportions.
Okay, well... We can.
Is that what you have in your outline over there? Make fun of Shane's proportions?
I wasn't making fun. I'm saying we need the gym.
Yeah, well, that is true.
We're not horrible shape, but we could stand to drop a few. We're not DJs. We're not in DJ shape. We're not in Hawaiian shirts.
Fair enough.
To cover our multiple roles.
This is true.
And, you know, happy as a pig in S that McDonald's sent us another 3 or 4 big breakfasts.
Yes, we'd like to thank McDonald's
in the middle of our
their,
zoo show.
Yeah, our morning zoo.
Yeah,
we'd like to thank McDonald's for their wonderful offer today.
No, we don't get free food. We get free nothing on this show.
That's right.
I get to pay for the gas to come in and piss away blank CDs, and then upload them, and then learn that I need to go to a minor market to make my mark in radio. I need to get on air, which will only happen if I go to effing Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo. Huh?
For like a year minimum.
You may just have to do that if that's what you want.
I might have to swallow the bitter pill, man. It's just, it's a lot I've had to wrap my head around, I guess, the past week or two, because we weren't on last week. So it's been like 2 weeks of me stewing. I busted my toe again.
Again.
So
actually, you did that before the last show we did.
Did I? Okay, yeah. Well, I was out of the gym pretty much till yesterday. Mm. And that always gets me depressed, that lack of endorphins.
That's true.
And in fact, that is what led me to discover an old friend.
An old friend.
An old friend that, A, makes me happier, B, shaves some fat off my carcass, and C, might just motivate me.
Hmm.
The old friend of dextrine, Shane.
The old friend of dex.
Dextroamphetamine sulfate in that delicious 15 milligram Spancil.
Hmm. Mwah.
Just the way Mama used to make it.
Mama used to make that for you?
Yeah, she used to buy it for me. Mm. Back when I was a high schooler that couldn't afford my own pills.
She doesn't buy them for you anymore, though.
No, I have to pay for mine. Mm. But good old Dexedrine, man. Good old Dexedrine. The ADD pill that they really no longer give out because it's too addictive. And they're afraid kids will, I don't know, put it on top of weed and smoke it. Which, by the way, is pretty good.
Really, I wouldn't know.
Used to dabble in the day with that.
I wouldn't know, but that does sound intriguing.
In fact, Dexedrine, except for booze, combos well with almost any drug you could think of. Because it's a serotonin reuptake inhibitor.
Mm-hmm.
And drugs flood your brain with serotonin, and so they stick around longer. It helps you make more of it, and it stays in your brain longer.
You remind me of my brother and just the way that you know about all the chemical reactions that happen.
Oh, God, when I was a little kid, man, like, that was the advent of the internet. That was right when porn sites started coming out, and you had, like, one or two drug websites that explained what to do. Well, you know, what you could and couldn't mix. We used to all be, like, amateur pharmacists. I mean, we had that, what is it, the pill almanac? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do know what you're talking about, because I think my brother had
it. Yeah, it was a Titanic. It was the size of, like, a small Webster's dictionary, a paperback. Right. And it had pictures of every pill and what interacted with what. And we'd just go through medicine cabinets and go to town. See what mixed with Dexedrine.
Everything.
This is pretty much, man. Dexedrine's really safe. Much as it might do long-term heart valve damage, which I don't care. I'll have a clone heart by the time it goes.
That sounds like a good idea. Stem cells.
Yeah. God bless them. Stem cells. But, yeah. Back in the saddle, to quote Steven Tyler.
Back in the saddle again.
Yeah. I should have had that to play. But really, you know, when's the last time you heard Back in the Saddle on the radio? Like 2 hours ago?
Not on the radio. I haven't heard it, but it is on my MP3 player.
I was going to say. Good song.
Good song.
Good damn song. But yeah, man, I went on the decks in the hopes of, I thought I was getting really lardy because I wasn't working out for 2 weeks.
Right.
And I was depressed because the pay kind of sucked and I wasn't going anywhere in radio and I couldn't gym, which is my usual fight against my real, real bad depression. Mm. Like, I'm mildly depressed all the time, but if I'm not lifting, I get real bad. And so Dexedrine, I was like, screw it. Get back on that. See what happens. And I don't know about you. When I get on Dexedrine, sometimes I can focus on productive things, and other times I get really into just things that give me immediate gratification.
Are we talking about any particular sort of immediate gratification?
Things you can't do in public.
Nah, that's what I thought.
Things you can't do in public but aren't illegal.
Are not
but
illegal.
Can't be done in public.
Cannot be done in public or not illegal.
Yeah. Mom, you can shut off the show for like 5 minutes. Yeah, I was getting into that for like 2-3 hours a day, like minimum.
That's a little obsessive.
It was bad, man. It was bad. Like, I'd just get off work. I didn't have gym to do. And I would go to the current workhorse is dumpstersluts.com.
Dumpstersluts.com.
Because A, who can argue with that name, Dumpster Sluts? And B, tons of amateur stuff. My favorite, you know, Girls Gone Wild type stuff, but not as cheesy and staged as Girls Gone Wild.
Right.
Pretty much like, hey, here's some girl that lived down the hall from me, and she was drunk one night and pulled out her tees, and then she hooked up with the other girl down the hall, and we took pictures of it that they don't remember.
That sounds pretty amazing.
That's good stuff, man. Yeah. That's good eats.
I remember when you turned me on to Big T's Tight A's. And you're like, you know what? They deliver what they promise.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a great name for a website. It was BigTRoundA.com.
Is that what it was?
Yep. And you get it.
That's true.
You get T's and A's that you could eat a friggin' Long John Silver fried fish platter off
of. I'm Mrs. Papa Giorgio.
I love my mom. And my mom and I are good at the moment. No fighting, no bad blood. Not that there ever is any kind of lingering stuff, but yeah, so it was a lot of that to get me through the day, and a lot of WTOP, which Dexedrine, God bless it, helped. You take some before that. You're working at 4 a.m. Guess what? You're not really tired. And you're not eating. You're not eating all the holiday junk food everyone's bringing in.
That's true.
Either. Oh, God, the food I was eating there, man. I can't even tell you how much crap. Which, again, is not an indictment of the people there. It means they're nice. They're bringing in pumpkin pies and gingerbread houses. And
you're there at 4 o'clock in the morning when there's no one else there, and there's just food. Just
bags of bagels. Just huge bags. Lido's Pizza one time brought something like 30 pies, no exaggeration. What can you do?
I would have killed a pie.
Yeah, but on Dexedrine, no issue. I just sat there, and I watched House on DVD.
House.
I crushed all four seasons at that point. In fact, I got a few delicious House samples. I'm trying to think where we can work them in on the show, but...
Well, why don't you just go ahead and play one for us?
Do you think acting like an idiot and talking about sex works on girls?
There you go.
Does it work on girls?
No.
No?
Yes, no. House maintains that it does. Mm. He says if it didn't, the human race would not exist. I believe that is his counterstatement.
You know, Mystery does that too.
What?
Mystery does that too.
What, talks about sex with girls?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Oh, yeah. No, I do. Why wouldn't you? And it's not to say I don't have female friends I don't sleep with, because I definitely do have female friends I don't sleep with. But there are people where their only redeeming quality is they are attractive. At least their only redeeming quality to you is that they're attractive and they can engage in that with you, that particular act. And if it's not going to go to that particular act, why?
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 I don't go to a restaurant when I'm hungry, because they might feed me. I go where I'm going to get food.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
You still got to pay for it.
Yeah. God damn, my contacts are like all rolled around, so I can barely read this, but I know where the House samples are, so we'll just play them in whatever order they might be.
And a disturbingly large proportion of your comments are racist or sexist.
Okay. Dr. Cuddy.
Okay.
Giving a review to House.
She of whom the butt will not quit.
Yeah, it's like that thin frame broad who's A, got hips, and B, a pretty good ass for the thin frame. And you got to respect that. Much as I enjoy a kind of 36, 24, 36 Marilyn Monroe in her heyday type thing,
right?
You can also enjoy a trim broad who manages to have pretty good bumps and humps for what is there.
Her lovely lady lumps.
Yeah. Sing it, Fergie.
Hey, stop that Jew.
Stop that what?
Stop that Jew.
Stop that Jew.
Hey! Stop that Jew.
Taub is running away at that point, I believe.
That's a pretty random one. I don't know how you're going to work that one into the show.
It could be mixed in with, you know, we have, like, Speedy Gonzales. If I'm talking about Jewish people, I can be like...
Right, because Jewish people say, hey, I need it under there.
Stop that Jew.
There's my Jew sample.
Okay.
Do you want to...
Jews don't speak Mexican, though.
I didn't say I was going to play Speedy Gonzales for Stop That Jew. Stop That Jew would be added to that branch.
Oh, I see.
I have little columns of samples. One.
See, the only way this is going to work, though, is if you actually use the sound clips that you make.
I know. I can't right now. You're
always turning to the side and, like, reaching around behind it. And then you
well, I can either stare at you and keep a conversation going, or I can look at the laptop like I do the other 19 hours I'm awake.
Yeah, fair enough.
And, you know, maybe I want to
whatever, I'm just saying, these are great clips, you just never...
smoky eyes.
Well, they are what they are. Okay, why don't you play another one for me?
I got one more that I thought was relevant. One more? Okay, I also took a few James Bond clips, but you know what? Another day. Another day for Daniel Craig. Excellent movie, by the way.
I'm sure.
Only 2 years behind the curve in reviewing it.
I'm sure.
Casino Royale is good, and the Bond girl in that, very, very good.
Yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Good stuff. Good movie.
Isn't that the one that died and he got mad about it and starts the next movie?
It's at the very end she dies. Oh. Sure. And guess what? Bruce Willis is a ghost the whole time.
Oh, no. How are you going to ruin that for me?
And Hitler loses at the end of Schindler's List.
And Rosebud was a sled.
Rosebud was a sled. Don Corleone dies near the end of the movie.
Goose dies, too.
Goose. Oh, Goose. Still not over that one.
That was a heartbreaker.
And Jason and Freddy always come back?
They always do.
What else do we have? Come on.
The Matrix was a fake world, and Neo is a Christ-like figure.
Okay, Neo dies at the end of the third. All right. Who cares?
Why do you have to believe I have an ulterior motive?
For the same reason I believe a crack whore is going to have sex for crack.
Can you argue with that one?
I suppose you really can't.
I like that one. It's long, but once in a while.
Every once in a while. I'm sure that there will be a time when that one will be perfectly appropriate.
Oh, yeah. You know, we get on the subject of girls. I'll play that. I'll play Amber defending herself to Dr. House.
That's always a good
one. Did you ever see that story arc?
I probably did, but I probably don't remember.
Non-sequentially?
I've seen them all out of order.
Okay. It's with Amber, who is referred to as Cunning Bitch.
Right.
In his little survivor game.
Right.
She starts banging Wilson. His man love.
I remember that.
And then she dies at the end of the season.
Oh, that's so terrible.
She dies like 3 episodes later.
She was such a cunning bitch, though.
Yeah, and they gussy her up so she doesn't look half bad by the end of, you know, her deathing.
But she's not 13.
No, she's not 13, although...
She's not Dr. Cameron.
I'm trying to figure if I like Cameron at 13 more. I can't really say either one blows me away.
Hmm. I never said anything about blowing him away. I just said I liked the way it looked.
Yeah. I mean, if you have to pick one, what do you go with?
Why you gonna make me pick?
I don't know. Because it fills 10 seconds on the show pick.
Okay. I guess I'd probably go with Dr. Cameron. I like Dr. Cameron.
I think I'd go Cameron, too.
I figured you probably would.
Yeah. Copycat. Well, yeah, Olivia Wilde is just kind of... Much as the face is, like, kind of an exotic sexy, there's also angles where you're just like, you look a little weird. You look like you'd have a baby and then devour it and kill your mate after he impregnated you.
Well, that just makes it all the more enticing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the last minute.
Encouragement to keep it going for a while. Off, yeah. So, yeah, that's where we're at. This
so
is
you were telling me a story on the way over here
mm-hmm.
about how there is a new person moving into your house.
Well, we can get to that in a bit. We will get to that in a moment. Because it was a fun way to spend last night, I suppose. It's a 5 to 10 second story. But it's good.
10 second story.
It's good. It's good. I just wanted to touch on first how during the New Year's I was working.
Oh, right.
Okay. And not attending the party. By the way, thank you to Amy Lloyd. And, you know, Amy was hosting a party and made a big to-do of trying to get me out and setting me up with a... Kind of a cute, glasses-wearing, tatted girl. Kind of an emo suicide girl type thing.
Sounds like your type of thing.
Later revealed herself to be pretty much a full-bore alcoholic, but hey, I've gone there before.
That's such a surprise.
Yeah, and it's just funny because had I met this girl on my own, people would give me nonstop S about, hey, look at the F up you met. But you know what? You can never tell with people. She was trying to set me up with someone she thought was respectable. And instead, the girl woke up the next day and was screaming at them for throwing away uncorked champagne, because you could still drink that, and then found a bottle of Johnny Black, which she proceeded to get drunk on.
The morning after.
Morning after.
Good grief.
They were going to do IHOP to calm the hangover symptoms, and instead she decided to jump headlong into Hair of the Dog. Which, Hair of the Dog's like a beer or two. It's not...
Whatever works for you, man, but if you got to be hammered again, then, you know... Fine.
Yeah.
Keep it away from me, though.
I've heard if you hair the dog excessively like that, the hangover that comes from that round
is made that much worse.
It's like unbearable. It's just friggin' John McCain bamboo up your fingernails bad.
I've had those hangovers before.
You had quite a past. I know now you're kind of the mellow, you know, fan of Marley's product.
Right.
But back in the day, you were quite the party lad.
I did drink quite a bit.
Which I guess I was, but never... You were like 18 or something, which is like kind of a cool age for it still.
Started drinking... Yeah, it's funny because as soon as I turned 21 and I could drink legally, I just didn't care anymore.
I was doing it like 13, 14. Lord knows what permanent damage I did.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
There was some guy at the door.
Oh.
I
thought you were waving somebody in, and I was like, well, who is this surprise guest?
But I don't have anyone dropping in. This isn't Stern where it's some girl who... wants to hear that she's insisting she's hot enough for Playboy, and it's my job with a laser pointer to dash your dreams.
Or she wants to come on and beg for fake tits.
Yeah, no, it's neither of those things.
Yeah.
It was a guy who I think works here. I've seen him before. Mm. And because they're trying to act like it's a real station now, we're piped in throughout the entire studio. We're pumped in through the entire building. Kind of worried.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that aspect.
Me too. We haven't insulted anyone at the studio. Today was crapping on T.O.P.
Fair enough, I guess.
Mildly. I like T.O.P. The only thing I don't like about T.O.P. is they know how much power they have over you.
Mm.
And it's like, hey, lowly board up, guess who wants your job? A million other little pricks who want to get into broadcasting.
Right.
But, yeah, I sat with one of the editors at T.O.P. overnight. And he kind of broke it down to me, what you have to do to actually get into radio. And it involves nothing too palatable, man.
Hmm.
It's moving out to just, like I said, Topeka, Jacksonville.
Those aren't bad spots.
I guess maybe I could land markets that big. I might be looking at things like places I don't know in Alabama and Georgia and other great places where I'm sure my kind of humor flies and my agnosticism will endear me to the in no way Christ-fearing public to which I would broadcast.
Why can't you go a little farther out west then where that sort of thing doesn't matter?
Where we stomp on aborted fetuses and encourage them and...
Oh, there's that too. I mean...
I could. I actually applied out in Fresno, California.
And?
I did it like Friday, man. I haven't heard back yet. I also didn't send out a demo. I merely gave them a link to my website and was like, listen to them all. They're gold. And then I said in parentheses, they're mostly crap, but maybe you'll find a good one.
The question is, do you believe that?
That most of the shows are crap?
No, the other thing is they're all gold. Because if you don't believe that, they're not going to believe you.
Oh, I think on average we do a good job. I got over saying and pauses.
I've heard worse on JFK, personally.
To be a dick, so have I. I heard worse on the way in, for God's sake. And I guess that's having a little hubris, but you got to have some kind of cockiness to get ahead in this business because no one encourages you. Everyone's looking to knock you down. There's nothing that says you're going to make it. You just kind of do one day. And if you didn't make it, guess what? You go back and you've wasted so many years of your life in a business that does not translate to other fields. Mm. Nothing that pays all that well. At least maybe you become a programming exec. I don't know. If you want to be a D-bag in management.
You could.
I could. I don't think I'd like to be management. Yeah. I don't like dealing with other people.
I don't.
You ever read Fountainhead? That's me. I don't want to deal with other people. They will simply muddy my plans.
Fair enough, man.
But yeah, I'm going to have to probably move away, which is scary because I'm not the best at meeting new people. So I might live like a hermit or maybe, you know, it's a sink or swim type thing. Maybe I'll get out there and I'll become the Mac. Oh, I remember why the phone wasn't working. Okay, we have another caller. God damn it.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
He doesn't like people playing
caller.
On my phone.
Hey, is this a live show?
No, we're pre-recorded. What's up? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. Are you guys moving out to Fresno?
I was thinking of Fresno, yes.
Yeah. Fresno or San Francisco would probably be good.
Good markets. San Fran would be fun. I mean, I've heard good things about the city in general. Cost of living would murder me. Radio doesn't pay much to begin with. And that's one of the worries. I'd have to go somewhere where the cost of living wouldn't, you know, be beyond a DJ's simple, honest wage.
But I think your worldview would probably fit in very nicely out there.
I guess you're actually right. I thank you very much for the calls. Pretty appreciated.
Just out of curiosity, how did you develop, you know, where you are? You know, in life, as far as getting to this point.
Oh, well.
Getting to this point in his career, you mean?
Career, or just why I am what I am, or what?
I guess maybe why you are what you are in life.
When I was a little kid, I was thrust into all kinds of gifted and talented, do-well-in-school type programs, and I thought that would land me a well-paying job that would make me happy, and I went through school doing well and kind of burned out on all of it. It didn't make me happy. It didn't get me a job. And so here I am, you know, in the hole financially and, you know, trying to get into radio because
why do you think that happened? Because you sound like a pretty sharp guy.
I think people can be very intelligent and still be all kinds of just bad at life in the end. Sometimes you can be too smart for your own good.
Intelligence only measures potential.
Yeah, exactly.
You could be really intelligent. You could just not go anywhere.
You know, Al Bundy scored 4 touchdowns in 1 high school football game, but he ended up a shoe salesman.
And that is a perfect analogy.
Yeah, kind of sad because I think you've got a lot of potential and I think it's moving in the wrong direction.
You know, it sounds like this gentleman is a fan of the show and he's listened to you speak more than just today.
No, he's just listened today, I'm sure.
You think so?
No, I think this is the second time I've heard you guys speak.
No, well, thank you. I'm glad you gave us a second shot.
But best of luck and...
I appreciate it.
The only recommendation I might have is maybe take a self-evaluation. And I'm not being critical here. I'm saying take a self-evaluation and see if you can take the positive attributes that you have and the talents that you possess and see if you can't make them benefit other people in a more positive way. And I'm saying that constructively to you.
No, that's I guess I'll try to make people laugh through radio, and if I fail in the next few years, I'll go back to school and become a shrink, and maybe I can help people that way.
I don't know that that's the answer. Do you?
I don't know, John. You think you'd make a good shrink?
I don't know. I could drive a lot of the weaker ones to suicide. You know, we'll see.
So why do you think you hate your parents?
All right.
Why is that? So
take care, sir.
Oh, okay, take care.
Bye. Well, all right then.
You have this is a fan of the show.
Yeah.
How about that? Someone who actually listens to the show a second time.
Yeah. What's that like? And he's not my blood. That wasn't Will calling.
You didn't even ask the gentleman's name.
No, I didn't.
You had no idea who he is.
I will simply refer to him as Constructive Caller. Because the Lord knows he's the only one there, so he's earned the moniker.
Fair enough, man.
Well, you know what? He taps into something I've been hearing a lot, that I'm a little negative.
You are just a smidge, a hair. You are a scotch on the negative side of life.
Yeah, I got that. I had a second New Year's dinner with my mom to make up for the first that I had to wolf down and then drive, you know,
to work.
Hell-bent to work, yeah, at 8 p.m. So we had a second one at the delightful Cracker Barrel. I love it. People think I'm joking when I say I love Cracker Barrel.
I would have imagined you were joking because
no.
I am not a fan of the Cracker Barrel.
Love it.
I am not a fan.
Meals are like $9 a pop with three sides. You're sitting, eating with good old Manassas folk, so you don't feel like out of shape at all. You're like, I'm goddamn white Denzel here.
No.
Really?
Sorry. No.
Oh.
Cracker Barrel's just...
How many meals have you supped upon?
I would say probably two. I think I gave the place a second try. And I was like, no, this place still sucks.
I can't believe they let you down. I, on behalf of the Cracker Barrel. All right, another caller.
Hey. You know, I hung up when you told me to hang up. I mean, hang up, call, you know.
Oh, that's cool. Everyone, it's my mom.
But then I turned on the computer. Who was that man that was speaking so positively
so
about
wisely me? About what a great individual I am?
The bottom line is we have no idea who that guy was.
I believe it to be Bill Gates.
Bill Gates listens to the show. You know that.
Perhaps the owner of the whole Virgin thing, Richard Branson, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Someone of high intellect, obviously.
No, I mean, did he identify where he was calling from?
No.
No, he just said that John should move to Fresno and that he's got a really good head on his shoulders. He's really sharp.
You know, it's so strange because he said, in a sense, what I said to you yesterday evening.
We might have the other caller. Hold on, okay. Mommy. You might have to call right back because I think this will dump you off. Don't know. Oh, no. I'll hit hold. One second.
No, don't. Get that person back. Okay.
I think that's a hang-up.
Hey, hello.
Yeah?
Yeah, I know it's you. The other person must have jumped off quickly.
Well, I'll get off fast, but I was telling you to be more positive. You were approaching everything negatively.
Well, yeah, but that's standard mom talk, Mrs. Papa Giorgio. That's what every mother tells her son. Be positive. You're so full of wonder.
You're so handsome.
And self-doubt. No, you really. I mean, no, it's a general attitude. Rather than focus on what is good about something, John looks for the one negative, and it might be like 3 points out of 98 points, you know? And I'm thinking, well, that's ridiculous to focus on the 3 points that aren't there.
I need to get back in my positive frame of mind.
Okay.
Which happens sometimes.
But I didn't even hear the beginning of the conversation. You'll have to recount it to me. I'll get off the phone. So
well, maybe you
can
get on inpapasbasement.com and download the podcast.
I've tried.
Plug.
Well, okay.
Plug.
All right.
All right, Mother.
Everybody there is brilliant today.
Thank you.
Ha, ha. Bye.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Bye. Hey, hello. Ha, ha, ha. That was really supposed to jump lines. Maybe the line screwed up. Lord knows I answer phones and put them on the air enough at work.
Do that all the time.
Not splitting the atom. Yeah, maybe I'm not accustomed to doing it here.
Maybe that's the problem. You're just not used to this.
Caller, call in one more time. You're the only caller. You'll get through. And I'm not going to just sit and wait for dead air because we're on a delay. I got to listen to myself the whole time on delay as I was talking to that guy. Oh, you know how creepy that is?
That's got to be pretty weird.
Hearing your own voice coming back at you?
Like 5 seconds ago?
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, the only thing that gets me through the day is knowing that what's happening right now, it'll be gone soon enough.
It'll be on a CD never to be played again.
Yes. But, okay, I'm just saying that was my New Year's. I kind of was figuring out what I have to do. The callers were helping out with that. God bless them both. And Shane, do you have any cool New Year's stories you want to add?
I hung out with my brothers and my sister-in-law, and we drank.
Okay, I mean, that's very New Year's-ish.
We watched, what is that show that we learned about over at Mark's that Rich has got on the CD? It's,
what is it?
Drawn Together. We watched, they had like a Drawn Together marathon on Comedy Central after the New Year's. So we've been watching that for a couple
weeks. You didn't treat yourself to a heavily paralyzed Dick Clark?
No, well, I thought he was off the air.
An embalmed Dick Clark?
Is he still on the air?
Dick was on.
I was not aware of that.
And
I thought they replaced it with Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest is the big dog now, but Dick Clark has not gone off into the sunset.
He's still there.
He's still there. And I didn't get to hear the audio on Dick Clark. I think he's recovered even more, but the teethers were jacked.
The teethers were jacked.
His teeth were kind of Baba Booey-esque, a little, you know, just a little cheap broken down picket fence thing going.
How's that
going
to happen?
I don't know.
I would have figured he'd had dentures by now. Isn't he like 90?
He's very old, kind of. I don't know if I want to say that because maybe he's not like horribly far off from my mom's. No, he must have been like ancient when my mom was a kid. And my mom, by the way, is holding together amazingly well.
Is your mother put together very well?
Yeah, she ages real damn well. I'll say that. So I hope I tap into that DNA. I think my dad didn't age too well, but he lived horribly too. I don't know if you can call it kind of like an unbiased, this is only the DNA being put to the test. He was a sailor for 20 years and just...
That's going to age you.
Smoked like a chimney and lived...
That's going to age you too.
Yeah, and lived on whatever you could find pretty much. You're on a boat, you know. All kinds of stories of being paid in bananas, which was then the only food for a month, and pet monkeys and parrots that could
pet
swear.
Pet monkeys and parrots and bananas.
Yeah, it's what you want out of a sailor story.
And that your dad lived that.
Yeah.
And that aged him.
20 years, man. 20 years. What? These callers are not... You stay on the phone. It takes a couple rings for the little light to go off, and then I pick it up. It's a whole system.
Well, at least you've gotten away from saying, God damn it, every time somebody calls. God,
well,
damn it.
The caller was very constructive. What can I say? Put me in a good mood, vaguely. I mean...
John in a good mood.
He put me in a mood to think and reevaluate.
You know, maybe what the important thing for you to remember, that for you to get out of Mr. Constructive Caller, is that John does matter.
John does. Hold on. I can see far enough.
John doesn't matter.
There we go.
John does matter. That's important for you to remember that.
John doesn't matter.
Well, John says John doesn't matter, and who knows better
than
John.
Never mind what John said.
That's right.
John doesn't matter.
There you go.
I got that argument with the
long-dead Robert Mitchum. So, okay, your New Year's was drawn together and drinking. And
yeah.
And let me just say hi to the whole shit. Hey, we have another caller, kind of. Are they going to stay on the line? No, it might be phone problems.
Maybe somebody's messing with you.
Possibly.
You know, if you've got a fan, you might have, you know, someone who's just messing with the show.
You mean like the snorer who turned out to be Leo? I gave away the trade secret. It was Leo. Yeah, for those that care at this point, the snore was Leo all along.
Oh, and I always wondered about that.
And when Leo was gone, he got his friends to do it. I mean, it's funny. I can't deny it, but it wasn't like some cool random fan.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's just Leo.
But it was Leo, and it was very nice of Leo to do that, to
yeah, sure
be
he
the
cared.
Snore on your show.
Although I don't think he was doing it because he cared. I think he did it to be angry, but... I mean, that sounds more like Leo.
It does.
We all got along at some point, and that's because we had a shared pettiness. And what is going on out there? That is loud. There's something in the hallway. Well, okay. We can... shall we jump to the New Year's resolutions?
I would love to hear John's
what
New Year's resolutions.
What a great, great smooth segue. Because
I would love to hear that. The
whole positivity thing is just... It's affecting my brain like
head.
A cancer.
It'll do that.
But you know, resolutions are a positive thing.
All right, so what is number one on John's New Year's resolutions list?
Well, we've had a couple that are recurring. You've always got the, I want to finally get abs.
There's always that.
I've done some weight loss the past few years, enough, but I need more. I want abs. I want to not feel like anytime I'm with an attractive girl, it's like me... beyond my means, me foisting myself upon someone. Mm. The people look on, it's like, what did he do? Because it's certainly not his paycheck, looking at his garb and car. So what secrets does he possess? You know what? It's just another fake caller. And it's putting off the damn phone call light that blinds me for a second or two each time.
And you're getting kind of pissed at this random caller, whoever this person might be.
Maybe I just put the effing phone on hold improperly or something. I can just pull it off the line. I mean, I can do what I could do at home. You know what? I'm not even looking until I see a second blink of that light.
I didn't see a second blink.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
Smartasses. Smartasses.
I'm a smartass?
No, them. The caller.
Whoever they are. Whoever you are, if your job is to irritate John, you're doing a very good job.
Exactly. And they're doing it because...
John doesn't matter!
There you go.
Thank you for tapping into those toys I forgot about. Although I can't really see them with the contacts, but it is a good toy.
As long as you know where it is.
Kind of. I'm doing it like Daniel-san. I'm pecking it with chopsticks and a blindfold on. Or did he catch the flies with a blindfold and chopsticks? Or no, just chopsticks.
I think just chopsticks. I think doing it with a blindfold would be a little unfair.
A little impossible. You'd have to be a bat.
Pretty much.
So.
I saw a second blink that time.
I think I did too. Come on, go on air. Crap button. You hit, call it. Hello?
Come on, go on air. Crap button.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
You're not hitting the right buttons correctly.
I suppose not.
Okay, I think you've got it now.
What now?
Is this constructive caller?
I think this is the constructive caller again. How are you, sir? Can you listen to me through
the... Yeah, this is the constructive caller. Dick Clark's age is 79.
79.
All right, well, he's not quite as old as I thought he is, but he's still pretty ancient.
Given the moniker of America, what is it, Forever America's Teenager? The eternal teenager, Dick Clark, he's referred to as something along those lines.
Yeah, he's one of those weird guys, man. I didn't see him start aging until like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and then he just went downhill. Like,
I think he's sort of past that genre. What do you think?
I would agree.
He shouldn't be hosting a New Year's Eve event with top 40 artists at this point. I'll go that far. I think that's a safe bet.
Maybe like swing bands or something like that, you know? Like some relic of the 40s and
50s. Yeah, on some kind of throwaway cable channel that appeals to an older demo, maybe an AMC.
AMC.
A Turner Classic Movies, which I watch my golden age of Hollywood films there, like any self-respecting homosexual male.
Yeah, I don't watch any of those. I like the newer movies, the ones that don't suck.
Dude, you got to get into black and white movies once in a while. They're good.
No, I really don't.
You can't?
I can't.
Constructive caller, do you enjoy any kind of... Well, what is your age, sir, if you don't mind? You don't have to volunteer that up.
Well, let me just ask you...
Okay.
Okay. Well, let me just ask you: Are you actually? I don't mean this critically, but are you actually what you are purporting to be with regard to your last statement?
Oh, me being gay? No, I'm not gay. I enjoy me some old movies. That's all.
Oh, me being gay?
Yes.
No. I'm not gay.
John is a fan of the ladies.
I like the ladies.
But it's okay, sir, because I had the same wonderings about John when I first met him too. It's not just you.
Yeah. As much of the odds of grandkids for my mother are slim, there are odds there. And now we can hear ourselves on delay again.
Okay, I don't know whether you... I'm getting feedback from you. I don't know whether you're getting feedback in there from me.
You're probably getting feedback because you've got the show playing in the background.
Yeah, I can... Let me pop on off, sir, but thank you again for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
Take care. All right.
Constructive caller comes back for round two.
Yeah, good for constructive caller. I appreciated it.
Hey,
although I need to.
Look at this big smile you got on your face here. You sound happy.
Well,
you have someone calling.
I'm going nuts because the phone. You're supposed to just be able to punch hold, and you put them on through, and you don't have them, the phone off the hook. You know what I mean? No, you do pick up and you hit hold and you put them back on. That's how it works.
Hmm.
Okay.
I wouldn't know. I've never sat where you are sitting.
Oh, the position of power, Conan's throne, heavy.
Nice big leather chair.
Between the times when the ocean sank Atlantis.
I have no idea what you're going on about now.
That's the start of Conan, the Barbarian.
Yeah, that's true.
Just played it on the show like 2 weeks ago when you were here.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
Work with me, sir.
I'm trying.
Okay. But, all right, so for the resolutions.
The resolutions of John Papagiorgio.
We got the basic.
I want abs.
Yeah, get in shape.
Yes.
Everyone thinks they're too fat, and given that they're American, they probably are too fat.
Most likely.
And the whole, I get over, again, the fear of talking to just random chicks. Or it's not so much a fear as get pleasure out of talking to random people on the street among these women. Among these people that I would be talking to, they'd be ladies. Some of them. Some lady folk.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, okay. No. Damn that one blinking light. The ghetto setup.
We just don't know what that's all about.
The effing MacGyver studio they have going here with the...
Put together the straw and a paperclip.
Oh, yeah. The Gilligan's coconut phone I talk into. The microphone. I don't want to get into it. It's not bad for what it is, a public station. The board, you know what? The board is better than one of the stations I work at.
How about that?
It's digital. I work off a friggin' analog board at WDMV. So, good for this.
What an asshole.
Who?
The caller? Place.
Oh, DMV.
The analog place.
Yeah.
You hate that place.
Analog boards are just a little junkier.
Yeah.
I mean, they all have their perks. They're bad. They're good. I'm not a fan of the analog.
Hmm.
But the resolutions, you know, I want to... We've talked a couple times how you and I kind of read a little Neil Strauss and some mystery and the whole pickup seduction community type thing.
Yeah.
And... I saw some results, I guess. Better for having read it. Did a little better with the ladies, but not exactly what the... You know, the product failed to live up to advertised specifications. Imagine that. Someone kind of exaggerating to get you to purchase a good...
But did the consumer follow the instructions correctly?
Why does it sound like I bought a penis cream or something?
I don't know. Did you buy a penis cream? Maybe that was the mistake.
That was resolution number three.
You should buy a penis cream.
No.
No?
No, I've heard they do horrible things.
Oh.
Horrible. Someone called into Don and Mike and said he took penis pills for a month and it shrank him.
Oh.
So, I will never touch penis product as long as I live.
Fair enough.
The only penis cream for me is the cheap CVS brand Lubriderm.
Lubriderm.
Whatever CVS is cheap as lube
whatever
is.
Whatever it is, it does the job.
The one that can still pass as I have dry elbows instead of you just walking up and buying like a jar of Astroglide. I still don't have the stones to do that. Because I have to look these people in the eyes when I buy, you know, tissues or something.
But that's the amazing thing, man. You don't have to look them at all. You just don't look up. You just swipe your credit card in the thing. You punch your buttons and you leave without even looking at them.
That's a little condescending. I like to make eye contact with other human beings. Otherwise, they'll think I view them as...
Contact with other human beings is overrated.
It is, and I'm trying to get over that. Especially if I move, I'm going to have to learn how to talk to people.
Yeah, there is that.
I mean, otherwise... Think about it, dude. If you do not know how to socialize, and you move to another area... I mean, not that we are social butterflies right now, but I can always pick you up and we do the show, we go to Chipotle.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, we'll be watching football later. Imagine you're bereft of that whole network. You're going to have to reestablish it, right? It's either that or embrace a very different lifestyle, which I wouldn't say is healthy. What if your car breaks down? You need someone to pick you up.
That's what cabs are for.
I guess. You can get into the whole money. Okay, when you're poor, when you're DJ poor, you need buddies.
Well.
And so I'm going to have to make friends, man. And probably not through work, because radio folk, we're all degenerates. I mean, every DJ's best stories is just like fat chicks that called him up on their quest line and he went out and porked them and they're just disgusting.
Do you have a story like that you haven't told me yet?
No, I haven't banged anyone off the radio yet, but I'm not exactly on the radio.
Not yet.
Lord knows doing the show has probably helped me get laid. It seems like I have some kind of creative thing I'm doing, but with people I already know.
Gotcha.
It's something I toss in. They're like, hey, what are you doing? You're like, oh, I do this, and I have my own radio show. And they don't probe into that. They simply assume you do something on a broadcast station, and it's good.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it hasn't hurt. But I don't have stories like I only have one blessed radio mentor thus far. And he was, apparently he behaved but only because all of his fans were like 17, and he made the conscious decision not to go to jail.
And which gentleman would this be?
Well, okay, I'm not saying he did. He was taking the moral path. Good old Don Hanslick, the man who got me into commercial radio.
Ah.
And love him. He's done everything for me.
See, I thought at first you were going to speak about a different Don.
Well, there's Don Geronimo, who I've never met or directly talked to.
There's that.
I still love, yeah, Don Geronimo is it. He's the only, I don't want to be a DJ, I want to be Don Geronimo, which you have correctly said in the past. I want his life, and I want the show he cultivated, and I want everything other than the tragic death of my wife in an auto accident.
There's that.
Everything short of that. Give me Donnie G. But, yeah, Don well, Hanslick.
You want your own Wikipedia page.
Oh, yeah. Well, why the hell wouldn't I?
I'm just saying Don Geronimo's got his own Wikipedia page.
Oh, yeah. I want to be mentioned on the, I think there's like a class of 99, or just maybe it's the Chantilly Wikipedia that mentions like notable alumni.
Okay.
And there's not much in the way of that. I'm like, hell, I can get on that in like 2 years max if I play my cards right. Hell, I can do it now. I can just edit the Wikipedia. It's for whoever wants to hop on.
That's what a Wikipedia thing does?
I mean, Leo Reynolds, former co-host of the show and current roommate, he edited the Longwood page to say he was a famous alumnus and gave himself like some kind of weird nickname, like, you know, Leo Peenhammer Reynolds or something like that, who's now living in Hollywood and famous. I was probably there for like 3 weeks before anyone caught
it. Well, good for him. It's good to have goals.
I guess. Goals are good. Goals get you through the day.
Leo Peenhammer. I'm a fan of that.
I just made that up. It wasn't Peenhammer.
Oh, well.
I wanted to say Sea Hammer, but...
I don't think you could say that on the radio.
You definitely cannot say cock-a-doodle-doo on the radio.
You definitely cannot.
Much as I have said it in darker episodes where I've really not cared if we get canned and I pay God knows what in the way of FCC fines, which I'd be personally responsible for on this station. Good to know they've got your back.
Long as it's not me.
You wouldn't. I
can't afford none of that.
When I can.
I don't live on a
I can on my DJ rich salary. DJ salary. My rich DJ dollars. I would take my God damn it. What is it? I screwed up. I was trying to think of the name of the little personal jet that is mentioned in the hyper-masculine song Leavin' by the... It's like four references in a row. I'm botching.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The G5.
I don't know.
It's the G5 jet. I would take the G5 and I would drop my laundry bag full of gold bars with a dollar bill sign on the side. You know, that's how we rich people pay people. We have money bags.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's how I pay my rent. That's how I pay my cable bill.
So when are you going to start paying me for being on this show?
You get paid in Chipotle, maybe. You might get paid in food later, except maybe. You're bailing on the first NFL
game. Well, it's
game.
My sister's birthday today. You know, you
sister-in-law.
So whatever. Same difference.
No, you're a good man for accepting people into your family like that. I need to get off my high horse and probably accept people into my family like that. But I can't just yet.
Well, you got to have someone that's worthy of being accepted, too.
Well, you know what? I actually have no real beef with my brother's current beau or whatever the hell it is. I don't even know.
That's implying that he is wearing the skirt in the relationship.
Oh, well. Hey, how about those games today?
How about those games
today? We'll end on an NFL note. We'll end... God damn you, caller. God damn you. Fix your phone. Fix you or you pranked me good. I can't tell which it is.
Why can't it
but I shake my fist either way. But, okay, we'll do like 2 minutes of NFL wrap-up.
All right, man.
Hell, so we can do it in 30 seconds.
What games we got today?
Okay, first game is going to be Atlanta at Arizona.
Atlanta's going to destroy them.
One of the trendier picks is, well, okay, every sports writer, because they have to write and they have to put out a product that sells ad space.
Right.
I've heard that Arizona is one of the trendier upset picks.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
Because Atlanta kind of sucks on the road. They've had big losses on the road. Arizona's defended its house decently. However, again, Arizona's played in such a bad conference.
I like it. I like Atlanta. I like Michael Turner to run all over him.
I'm going to go with Atlanta. I don't know spreads. They're all less than 3-point spreads, I think, every one of the games. Yeah, they're ridiculously really close. Okay, so we'll both go with Atlanta.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think. Much as I'd like to see Kurt Warner's ass, much as, you know, you hated him when he's part of the second year of the greatest show on turf, and you're so happy when those upstart, plucky Patriots with this unknown Tom Brady beat him, beat that big, bad giant.
Tom Brady needs to die in a fire.
Yeah.
I understand he may not be back for even 2009 at all.
At all?
At all.
I just heard he was behind.
He might not be back at all.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, God. If Michael Vick flings a pass before Tom Brady.
Oh, God.
Okay. Game two. San Diego versus Indy.
I like Indy.
I like Indy, too. I'm torn because I do enjoy me some Peyton. I like me some Tony Dungy. But Norv Turner, I got loyalties to Norv. I always feel Norv gets raw deals.
Norv is a good coordinator, not a good head coach. He's got no business being a head coach again.
Third time.
Take it away from 14-2 Marty Schottenheimer to give it to 8-8 Norv Turner. That's an upgrade.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to go with Indy.
Got to go with Indy.
Game three is the AFC, the second one. It'll be Ravens at Dolphins. I think this is the closest of the four.
I like the Dolphins.
I like the Ravens.
Here we part company.
Okay. I'm going to go with Ravens.
I got to go with the Dolphins.
But I think Dolphins are the safest upset pick. And the fourth game, Philly at Minnesota.
Got to go with Philly on that one.
I love me some Philly.
I know you do.
They're my one NFC East team other than the Skins that I don't hate.
Right.
Not a big fan of the Giants, especially when they're favorites like they are, and you always got to hate Dallas.
That's fair enough, man.
That's just the Christian way.
I'm with you on that. So it's Redskins and then the Eagles, and then the other two can die in a fire.
With Giants above the star.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. All right, well, let's clock on out of here. We got Night Train Memories with Squire coming up next. Give it a listen, folks. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me was...
Mr. Shane.
Shane Daffron. And again, this is Papa's Basement. You can hear us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern on Cox 37, Comcast 27, Poor Cox 10. FCAC.org/WEBR for the internet stream and archives at In Papa's Basement. .com. We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way, it's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way, on my way.